Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody? It's Phil and Friends, sponsored by The Plug Report. This is your boy, Philip Anderson, and I'm back in the studio with a whole bunch of new friends. What's up, everybody?
Hey, wake up.
Hey. We got Raj in the studio, Sarah, AJ, and Tiffany. What's going on, y'all?
What's
up, man?
How's everybody's cool?
We good.
Roger, what's going on with you, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. Just enjoying this Cali life, man.
Cali life?
Yep.
Well, that's good. AJ, what's going on, man?
Man, I'm good, man. Just here celebrating your birthday.
Oh, I appreciate
AJ,
it, man.
AJ visiting.
Yeah, AJ, where you from, man? Let the people know where you from.
I live in Northern California, man.
They can't hear you. You from where?
San Francisco.
He's from San Francisco. Celebrating my birthday, brother. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man.
1-1-1-1-9-0-0-0-0-6. Tiffany, what's going on?
Hi.
I don't know why. Why is everybody acting shy today? Get to the mic and put your mouth on.
Put your mouth on.
How are you doing today, Tiff?
I'm good. I'm really, really good.
If you guys remember, Tiff, she was from the first show we had talking about relationships, and we actually changed the entire show today because my friends showed up. We got some new feeling friends here. We're gonna talk about relationships. Sarah, what's going on with you?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
You know, good on a Sunday impromptu radio show.
Impromptu.
Let's go.
But we're so happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here. So listen, we're talking about relationships today. We decided to change everything up because I had some friends over at the house and we were just talking and we're going to talk about relationships today. So call us up at 323-293-3375. Again, the number is 323-293-3375. So the first question for today, we're going to talk all day. You guys, the number again is 323-293-3375. We're on Morris Media Live. What are some of the key elements in a relationship? What are you looking for when going out to date somebody or find that significant other? This has been a hot topic, and ever since my first show with Tiffany and her boyfriend, Mike, this has been a very hot topic, and people have actually been asking me to bring this back. What did I do wrong? Everybody's laughing. What did I do?
I
put her on blast. It was a good show. Wasn't it a good show?
It was a great show. I don't know why.
I don't know why they're laughing. Mike, call us. You might want to just show up to the studio. You know where it is, Mike, right next to the 7. Let's start with Rogers. Rogers to the right of us. We're going to talk. What are the things you're looking for, Rogers, in a relationship?
Well, it's crazy, you know, how you get older and things started, your values and everything starts to change. You know, you start understanding that humans are humans and they F up.
And they're a mess, huh?
Yeah, they just. So you just got to keep that in mind that, you know, no, you can't idealize. You can't go into a relationship idealizing anybody.
Uh-huh.
Just what you get and what you're attracted to, take that. You know,
that.
So I would say now.
Hold on, what do you mean? You said don't. So what do you mean? Go ahead. Finish what you were saying, though.
Okay, I would say if I'm going into a relationship, the things I would look for, stability.
Stability.
You know, just, and I mean as far as in an emotional context and a, you know, personality context.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be getting, seeing anybody bouncing off the walls, you know,
right,
2 weeks later.
It's like, and that's something that's a draw for him, is stability, right? So let's go to the left of me. AJ. Don't confuse him with AJ and Free from 106 and Park, somebody else. What are some of your draws? And, you know, it's funny because we were talking earlier at the house. We were talking about some of the key things that people are drawn to. And actually, you actually mentioned that. And it's funny, Roger wasn't even there, but you actually mentioned that stability piece.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the things that you look for?
I think a lot of times in relationships, you have things that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're not used to, what you see in a woman, or from a woman's perspective, mm-hmm. like a man, you're attracted to the things that you don't have and you haven't experienced.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's stability. Mm-hmm. It's really, in my opinion, it's not finance, it's not any of that. It's what you don't have and what you haven't experienced, because that's what tells you what you need and what you want. Stability for me, I mean, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I agree.
So
I agree with Ja.
Facts.
So the two men on the panel. So pretty much this is the battle of the sexes. If you're listening to Phil and Friends, so you guys are going for stability.
Thing, it's logical. Like, like for me, I think one of the sexiest things a woman can have is the ability to think logically. You know, that doesn't mean that she's not emotional and she's not an emotional being and she doesn't have feelings or anything like that. But to be able to look at a situation and think about it logically, like, okay, like, 2 + 2 = 4, damn it. It's not 5, it's not 10, it's 4.
So when you say logically, is it your logic?
It's logic.
Based on?
I think logic is black and white.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Okay, but you don't think that logic is based from perspective either? I'm just asking the questions.
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. I think there are certain things in life that are just black and white. Mm-hmm. Like, you either think logically or you don't.
Mm-hmm. But it's funny you say that. Oh, we got a listener. Hey, Ashley, thanks for listening. It's funny that you say that because you come from a black and white, just to give people your background, he's a finance guy. So everything for you is really black and white and all the numbers. So for a creative, right. Mm-hmm. It might not be that way, right? Mm-hmm. Like logic, like, you know, it's just different perspective.
No, I think you're right. Asking. Like, I think you're right. My job is not, my job is built on what it is, mm-hmm. not what it could be. It's built on what it is. And that's the way that I live life now. Like, I understand things for what they are. I don't overthink it. And I feel like in relationships, sometimes you have a tendency to overthink things.
Right, right.
You know, whether, you know, a guy asks a woman like, hey, babe, what do you want to have for dinner? Hmm. I don't know. You decide. And then they decide, and you don't want that.
Right, right.
Wait a minute. You just told me that you wanted me to decide.
Right.
Like, that's total overthinking. But I feel like in relationships, if you have ability to communicate one and think logically about situations, I don't think you can overreact.
So we got the women on the panel. Hey, Tiff. What do you look for in a relationship? You've been with Mike for how long? Just give people the background. You've been in a relationship for 24 years? And we're still wondering. But go ahead, look where the ring is. But go ahead, finish that. We talked about that on the show. For those of you who didn't, Tiffany was one of my first callers. I mean, actually one of my first guests, and we actually brought that up. It was a very hot topic. You guys can laugh in the mic if you want to. They're laughing. I'm messing with you. Tiffany's like one of my best friends. But go ahead, Tiff. What do you look for?
Anyways. Yes. I think you look for, like, core, like, you look at someone's core. You know, like, a lot of things can change externally, but, like, if you all speak the same language, like, from the core, then I think that's what you're looking for.
So you're talking more about the intrinsic values of a person? Is that what the core is? Just to let the listeners know, what do you mean when you say core?
Like crunches, or?
Well, it depends on, like, I think that those are important, too, but... No, I just think that, like, how you want to raise your kids, how you see the world, I think it's easier, even when you have the same political views, same music tastes. Mm-hmm. There's just certain things, like, what make up you that helps it.
That helps that. That makes sense.
That.
Yep.
Well, we're going to go to a call right before we get to Sarah. Caller, are you there?
Hi, Phil.
Hey, how are you? Who we're talking to today?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Atida, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question for us? And thank you so much for supporting Phil and Friends.
This is how I feel. Uh-huh. In relationships are, they're twofold.
Mm-hmm, twofold?
Right.
Okay.
Your man first, and then your female.
Hold on, say that again. Say that one more time.
Men and women are bonded together.
Uh-huh.
And women don't always like to listen to men. It's a partnership for me.
Turn down your radio.
I don't have a radio on, you know?
Get feedback. Okay, I'm listening to you.
I just feel like this. In a relationship, if you don't put God first in your relationship, and bond together and talk, relate, put things together, then you have a problem.
That's true. That's true. Well, you know, that's an important fact. Thank you so much for calling us, okay? And we really appreciate your support. But that's true, though. That's true. We're going to talk about that now, okay, about relating and putting God first and spirituality. That's a very important aspect of relationships, right?
Yes.
So, Sarah, thank you for coming. We appreciate you being here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Everyone, thank you so much for calling.
Okay.
And we love you. Thank you for your support all the time, okay?
Love you.
All right. Sarah, what do you think about that? What do you think about that aspect of the spirituality piece of the relationships?
Yeah. No, it's interesting that the question came to me. during this point because this question of what am I looking for has been coming up a lot in my life.
Well, it might be for a reason, huh?
I mean, yes, of where I'm at and I guess where I'm at spiritually and mentally and emotionally and thinking about the bigger picture and the values. And one for me is actually spirituality, but that for me specifically is more about being having some kind of faith and connection with like a higher level and not necessarily, it depends on the person, I guess. So I'm not an in-the-box religious type of person, but I'm very spiritual in many ways. And one of the things I do think is important is just being able to connect with somebody who understands a connection with
A higher power.
Yeah, yeah. Higher power, you know?
Because that makes a difference. But could you date anybody that did not have a spiritual connection? Is that something that you could possibly do?
I don't know. I'm trying to be more open-minded at this stage of my life, too, because I feel like I have, like, non-negotiables that may not be non-negotiables.
Right. And that's what we're talking about today.
Right. But for me, I think because of where I'm at, I guess I would love someone to share that with, and I think it would be important just because of my love for that, you know? Yeah. And, again, it goes back to, like, values and family, and I mean, spiritual is all connected to that, you know.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the non-negotiables. That's a good point, right? Let's go back over here to Raji. But and after that, I'm going to ask you. Well, what about you, Raji? Because you're a very spiritual person. Right before the show, we were talking about compatibility, and we were talking about signs. And a lot of people don't believe in signs, and they believe if you're like super religious, you may not believe in signs. But I think I'm spiritual. But I also, it's my birthday Tuesday. Turn up.
Gemini.
So I'm a Gemini. So we were talking about signs and that compatibility. What do you think about that in relationships? And is that a non-negotiable for you?
Someone believing in astrology.
Or astrology or having any type of belief.
Oh, okay.
Maybe or not like having one who, like, you know, they say, like, this sign and this sign is most compatible, but, like, you're complete opposites of this other sign.
Right.
All right, so let
do
me...
Do you not...
Let me answer the first question.
Yeah, let's answer the first question. The spirituality
aspect in relationships is yes, definitely a must. Like, because it's a frequency difference.
Yeah.
So if you don't have anything that you're... that's governing you, you know what I mean, on a positive note, then it's... You know what I mean? I'm just like, okay, I'm just gonna go out here and just live life. Like, right. I mean, that's cool too, but
thugging it out.
You know what I mean? We all got some type of govern of right. over ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It definitely, I think, it's a big deal of having it to where you know there's a higher existence. Like
Sarah was saying,
right? Yeah,
exactly. So the second piece,
astrology. Well, astrology, you know, it
you
is.
You should just go down the line. You should just tell it. Are you good with that? With telling people like who's compatible with what?
Well, I mean, and I'm sure but that's basic. That's the basic information. We all know all the water signs.
Well, everybody doesn't know that.
Okay,
we don't know. So tell us.
Okay,
listeners want to know. So Gemini, who are Geminis compatible with?
Libra and Aquarius.
Libra and Aquarius. That's
and the polar opposite, which is considered the Mars sign, is Sagittarius and. Yeah. Friendship sign would be Leo and Aries for Gemini.
That's a friendship sign, Leo.
Aries and Leo.
Okay.
And the polar opposite is Sagittarius.
So you got two Geminis in here. Tiffany and I don't act like this. Yeah. What about you? What's your sign, AJ?
Virgo.
What's that? What's the?
So, in astrology, the term is called a square. So Virgo and Gemini square mean is. There are two different powers that don't work together, but they have their own purpose, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's considered not compatible.
Well, that's interesting. And Sarah, what are you? This is so random. We were talking about this before the show, you guys. For those of you listening, we're going to get back on the non-negotiables, but we were talking about the signs or whatever, so...
I'm a Pisces, water all day.
Water.
Two fish against the stream, right?
Same thing. Gemini and Pisces is a square, which is the polar opposite of Virgo. Uh-huh. So most of the time, a sign would... square two other signs like Leo was square Scorpio, so those the two is a square.
Great.
So Gemini and Pisces is not it's considered not compatible, but this is not to we're not to follow
yeah, we're just talking. It's
exactly
just all fun. We're not going to follow that. That's not what that is.
Yeah, you know it's
because we follow the Lord in here,
right?
Mama, I know you listen. Come on, somebody.
Right. It's
we follow
whoever
the
works.
Lord.
It's whoever works, right?
Whatever works, right? Yeah. So non-negotiables. We're talking about non-negotiables now. Before we go to break, AJ, what are your non-negotiables, man? And what the ladies want to know? Listen, AJ, man, he's a player. I've been out with him this whole week, and it's my birthday, and I want some attention. But every woman in Hollywood has been hollering at AJ. I mean, 15, 20. So what are your non-negotiables they'll know? So they can work on it before they see you.
That's funny. Non-negotiables, man. Like I said,
ugly feet.
Boomerang, feet, bro. Boomerang. She got hammer time in her shoe, man. Wow. It's a problem.
Like, that's funny.
Non-negotiables for me, because I'm a dad, having an ability to have some compassion about situations, you know, to really think, that's big for me. Mm-hmm. Because everything, you know, I feel like we're in an age where social media kind of runs everything that we do. Everything is not always what it seems. Mm-hmm. So having an ability to have a conversation is first. An ability to think logically. And communication is next.
Yeah.
You have an idea of my past, but listening also. You know, I think you're blessed with two eyes and two ears for a reason. Mm-hmm. Because you're supposed to watch and listen twice as much as you speak.
Yeah.
So having an ability to listen and try to understand, I think that helps relationships, you know, last a long time. If you can right. communicate and you can also listen and try to emulate whatever the other person, you know, wants in a relationship, I think you'll go far.
Right.
And I think you need two people that want to please the other person.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Like if a man wants to please his woman and a woman wants to please his man, you can never really have a want. Mm.
You can never have a want.
You really can't. You know, if the person that you're speaking to wants to please you and vice versa, mm-hmm. then I think that's your happy space. And I think you can go as far as possible because you guys are committed to pleasing one another.
Wow. Sarah, do you want to add something
deep. To that? I was going to say, I'm like, AJ, nice to meet you.
I was
right.
in a trance.
Well, we have a love connection in the studio. Call us up at 323-293-3375. Again, that number is 323-293-3375. Sarah, did you want to touch on that point? I saw you were leaning forward. Go ahead.
I was into the conversation. I mean, I can speak on it, but yeah, non-negotiables. I'm at a stage in my life where I feel like I've had to come up with, you know, like non-negotiables, and I want, you know, if I'm going to commit, like it's going to be the end all be all for me. Right. So like I'm like, so non-negotiables are important. So right. family and, like I said, spirituality. But I also have like a deep, slight obsession with fitness, and I feel like I need a man who is going to support, and also I would love to have somebody I could be fit with and healthy with. Healthy right. lifestyle, right. that's what right. I should say. So it's not like I need someone who can hit the gym every day with me, because even though that would be, no, I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but hot. Like, I mean, I would love to work out with my man. Like, that's just, it's attractive. It's a
well,
turn on.
Just to let you guys know, we're not live in the studio, but everybody on the stage is like super fit, and I'm the only unfit person. So would you be in a relationship? Because that's a non-negotiable for everybody. We got two football players here. We got these athletic women. Would you date somebody who's not and help them transform until...
Well, I
you
just
know,
think
if you saw the spirit of the person, because then you start getting real shallow. You know, if you if that's a look for a person, that's a shallow thing, right?
You
know,
would you guys? Oh, say it
again. What'd
you say?
I'm just saying, what if they was just good in bed?
Well,
because that keep people in a relationship
much longer.
Way longer. We're,
hold on, that's
much longer.
We'll go back to that.
Much
we'll go back to that.
Let's talk. For a woman who works out, though, than to have a man that works out. Yep, like, I feel like, I don't know, a lot of men are fit. And not to say a lot of women are, but I don't know. I guess it's the level of what that is for me. So I'm a vegetarian. I'm really healthy. Like, I cook at home all the time, and I have a weird connection with someone who, like, understands that healthy lifestyle.
Right.
And it's also sexy and attractive and creates a beautiful, loving, long, healthy family, you know?
Well,
agreed.
Okay, great. I'm, like, stunned today. We'll go back to your...
agreed.
Tiff, but I want to go back to Tiff's with... Go ahead, Tiff.
What was the original question?
We were talking about non-negotiables, and that's what I wanted to go back to you about, actually being in a relationship. So when you stay with somebody for so long, and you start to develop, you know, you start to see little things in a person, you know, that's just... Everyone on the stage has been in relationships for a long period of time.
I think
so how do you do with
really,
that?
Really, really important that you're with somebody who takes care of themselves, you know, because, like...
Like, what do you mean, take care of yourself?
Like, you want to be with somebody who's happy and healthy, you know, so that's kind of piggyback.
It all goes
one-on-one,
right?
But that healthy part does not necessarily mean, you mean mentally healthy and all those things.
I mean mentally, emotionally healthy.
Right. Yeah, has balance, stability. This comes back to stability and everything. So you want to be with somebody who's stable. You want to be with somebody who actually really gets you, you know. Some people are going to get you. Some people aren't going to get you. And you just want to have that good balance. And then... I think romance is really important. I mean, it's hard out here in the streets.
what's romance though?
That's so true.
Yeah. What's a romance?
Yeah, what's like, what's
a
special romance for you? Yeah, what's romance
extra?
For you?
I'm just saying.
You want the love story?
You know what? Call us up at 323. We're gonna come back to that.
323-293-3375.
Again, the number is 323-293-3375. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to Tiff. She mentioned romance, and we're going to talk about that, and the fellas are about to jump in because they jumped right in. So we'll be right back, you guys. And we're back. It's Phil and Friends, sponsored by The Plug Report. I'm so happy to be back on the radio, you guys. We have a phone call. Caller, are you there?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm here right now.
Hey, how you doing? Who is this? Who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Tyrone, man. My cousin Rajah in there right now,
man.
I seen you, man. I'm trying to see what's going on, man, with you.
What's up, baby?
I heard y'all talking about relationships. I'm going through a whole lot of hectic shit right now. What y'all need some input on?
Oh, well, you just tell us what you got going on.
What's up, man?
What's up, Tyrone? Well, you want to add some advice to people that's going through some difficulties?
Oh, man, I'm the dribble, right? Hey, look, man. I got a unruly ass woman. Man, you know what I'm saying? She's like, you can tell me what a man's supposed to be instead of her being a woman and falling in her place. And tell me what I'm supposed to be as a man, you know? But as I let her know what a man's supposed to be and let her know, like, hey, look, you got to be humble and, you know what I'm saying, be obedient and just listen. Because how much younger than me? 7 years younger than me? Let me give you a little bit of guidance in life. Because are you where you want to be? No, you're not, right? Let me guide you a little bit. Let me see where I'm fucked up in life. And let me show you that, you know, if you fall in line with this shit, then, you know, you're going to be right by the time you're my age.
Well, that's true. You know, it's always important to give, especially when you date someone younger, it's always important to give him advice and help him. Then we'll talk about that later. But thank you so much for calling in, Tyrone. We appreciate you listening, man.
Appreciate it, T.
Don't even trip, man. I'm about to tune in, man.
Yeah, you please know, do. We're going to have your cousin back on the air, so we're going to bring him back. So make sure you tell all your friends to listen to us, all right?
Definitely, for sure. I appreciate you, man.
Thank you so much for calling in. 323-293-3375. Thanks for cousin calling in. We got a new listener.
Appreciate you, cousin.
Appreciate that. So we're going to go back to the love story.
Drop the knowledge real quick.
Right. So in between breaks, Raji asked a question to Tiffany about love stories. He said, do women have this idea of the love story, right? Is that what the question was? So I wanted to, Tiffany, go ahead and expound upon that for us.
I was just saying, like, I think it depends on what stage of your life you're in, you know? Like, when I was, like, in high school, like, the first time I felt like I was in love, like, that was crazy, you know? And it was real fairy tale-ish. But then, like, I looked for, like, that spark and other, like, connections and everything. And then I found, like, this magnificent explosion. I was like, yeah, I want to be with this person and everything.
Volcano. Lord, everybody's face. She said, he's like, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
That's how it all started. Dang.
This is a Christian radio station. Plug Report is sponsored by Jesus. Go ahead.
But then, like, as I got older, I was like, it was better that, like, a grounded love is feels really, really good. That, like, you know, two people, like, come together and, like, not everything is perfect.
Like the professor, two people in love.
Yes.
But in love.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyways. Yeah, so you, like, build something with somebody, like, building something, like, building a life together with someone.
Right. And that's important. Because, you know, why would you get into relationships if you're not trying to build with the person, right?
True.
Yeah, no? It's about building.
It's about building.
But it's like, it's a mix of partnership and love. You know what I mean? And I think that the magnificent explosion of love can happen. No, for real, like, I do think... my bad. I do think that... connection is important, and that's and making someone feel special. So here's the deal: this day and age, no doubt, if you're single, you have plenty of people available at your fingertips. Yeah. That's just how it
is. Even if you're in a relationship, you do.
If you're in a relationship, right? Social media, the availability of people, the persona of
man, social media.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this day and age. It's change not just about, oh, we meet, we vibe, it's love, let's make this happen. It's different. But I do think that making someone feel special, like, thought that counts. It's not about, like, spending a ton of money and taking the girl out, but, like, taking me to go see the stars on a full moon.
Oh,
or
oh my God. We know what you do.
That just happened. It was a nice touch.
You just had a date with the stars? Okay. Oh, she's blushing.
She's blushing, ain't she?
That was a good date.
My goodness.
Nice. It was a thought that counts because it was like a surprise. Like, I'm not telling you where we're going. It's where we're going. And anyways, those things, like, you know what I like? You know what I like, or you know what would make me feel special, or you know what's something different, you know what I mean? Well, and the girls got to do it for the men, too.
Well, you know what? You don't fall in love instantly, right? So what's love got to do with it? So you have to build the connection, right? Or sometimes it's an automatic connection. Mm-hmm. You get the 30-second, whatever.
I think you can kind of fall in love with someone instantly.
Okay.
Yep. Like, I think that even in friendships, you can.
Physical,
like,
love.
I'm sorry, T.
AJ just looked at you crazy. He's like, oh, well,
I don't agree with that.
Like, physical love, maybe.
Physical, is that physical, like, love, or is it lust?
I've seen a girl, and I'm like, wow.
You well, that's lust.
I'm in love.
No, that part. I wasn't really that's exactly about what it, that kind of, that in lust. I'm talking about, like, in love. Like something just happened between us, and we were, and I was just like, what was that?
No, yeah, that's true.
Like, that can happen.
I can dig that.
It was the Patron.
I can dig that.
That's what it was.
When everything just clicks. Excuse me. Yeah, when everything just clicks right away, that is some of the best feelings. Because that's all we really want to do when we relate to each other is somebody that's agreeable with you and compliments you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like in your walk, your move, your drive, your ambition. You know what I'm saying? Like when you can find that person where it's like, okay, cool, man. We kind of fit together like a little ball, like peas and carrots.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't really like peas and carrots.
I don't either. Before it's dumb dead, though. Yeah, so. And I thought that was the best. No.
Like macaroni and cheese.
But I think part of that's better. I think part of what John's talking about is support, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like being able to support the person that you're with, you know, and whatever their goals or their aspirations are, being able to play, for lack of better terms, be able to play a role in that, you know, and support that person because you're going to get it back in return. You know what I mean? I feel like in relationships, when you try to dictate what somebody else does, they may do it because they love you or they care about you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't really want to do this, but I'm going to do it because I don't want to make you mad. Sometimes that gets a little old and it gets a little stale and resentment builds in.
It's compromising.
So it's like when you have someone that's willing to do those things, I think you got to nurture that.
Naturally.
If someone is trying to, you know, in for all intents and purposes, like if someone is trying to support you, then you have to return that favor in some way, shape, or form.
You have to.
You don't have a choice. You're going to risk losing that person because they resent you so damn much. They're like, I've done this for you. I've done that for you. What have you done for me?
Mm.
And I think it gets to the point where you can't rebuild that. Like, once it's gone,
it's gone.
It's gone. And you can't rebuild that.
Well,
more than trust,
anything
more
is,
than anything else.
Not to cut you. Anything is, you can rebuild anything, right? I mean, can you not, if it's going down, if you see the relationship is going down, is it not possible to help restore that relationship to bring?
I don't think you can rebuild resentment. I genuinely
can
don't.
You fix it?
No.
Because obviously there's something going on where for instance, you did something wrong.
Right.
You weren't listening or so-and-so. There's no opportunity for you to fix your wrong.
No, what I'm saying is resentment is not an initial thing. Like,
it's over
hey,
time,
you know what? Like, he didn't take the garbage out.
Right.
Or he didn't make me feel special on my birthday. Like, resentment is something that takes time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And over, let's say it takes a year.
Mm-hmm.
How else do you get that? You don't get that back in in 6 months. Like, it's going to be at least a year for you just to get back to ground zero. So I don't think people stay in relationships in this day and age. Sarah was talking about social media. We've kind of all been throwing that term out. Mm-hmm. I think when you have a situation with instant gratification, mm-hmm. you don't need to rebuild anything because there's somebody else over there that's willing to take that person's spot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But then, y'all don't agree?
Well, you know, well, call us up. I'm sure somebody agrees with you at 323-293-3375. Your number is 323-293-3375. You know, the whole social media thing is just, it's a weird thing because it's not necessarily it's just like, hey, what's going on? I'm drunk texting on Facebook. It's not like, hey, let's build a relationship.
No,
let's go watch the stars.
It goes deeper than that because social media is an interference to personal connection.
Oh,
period.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, a man better pick up a phone and call me. I don't want no text or DM. Like,
really?
No, I want to hear a voice.
Is that
a
generational thing, though? Is that a...
I know, because I'm
no,
older.
Seriously. But no, because even I still talk on the phone, too, though. Because we were at the end of the era. Tiffany, I think we were around the same age. I don't know. But we were at the end of the era where we still use the phone. Remember, like, the back in the day, people still use
the
phone.
I'm like the last.
Yeah, we're the last that generation.
I'm the
so
last
people,
edge, yeah.
You know, I prefer to pick up on the phone and talk, you know, so that might be a generational thing. But now it's all about instant, you know, DM.
It's not just generational, though. I've had men in their 40s text all day, every day, and I've had a man in his 20s pick up a phone and call me.
But isn't there
people
a balance?
They're hiding.
Yes, there's a balance. Okay. I'm just saying, okay, the moral of the story is that social media, even like just putting down your phone and remembering to like connect while you out, or there's social media and connection to technology and all that, that is a big interference on building on relationships, I do think. And it's a distraction. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know if you guys just caught this. She was like, you know, the 40-year-old would text, and she said the 20-year-old would call.
Yeah,
so
I've caught that. Yeah,
you catch that?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
So what? And I'm sure the listeners caught it, too. Call us up at 323-293-3375 to call her out on it. We don't know.
Active.
You just got a whole in age range where you just date. It don't matter.
Just graduated from USC as a CEO.
We was going to run over that, huh? Like, we didn't hear that, huh?
She glossed over that quick, though. Like, she didn't just say what she said.
No problem. I just speak like I'm an open book. It's no problem.
Well, you know what? That brings up another question. Does age matter in a relationship?
Clearly not.
Clearly.
No, it does. It does.
I know now it does.
It does. I know that now. I know that now.
Okay, it does.
But I think it depends on what you're looking for, though.
Well, yeah, it depends on what you're looking for. We're talking about relationships, though.
Yeah, so. I mean, but I think
see,
there's
I'm all mental, man.
I think there's different types of relationships, though.
Right. Well, go ahead and tell the different
parts.
I mean, parts.
When you really think about it, like, you seen Stella Got a Groove back. You know, yeah. She went to Jamaica. She had one thing in mind. That was a relationship. It really was. Like,
well, that was unexpected, if I'm not mistaken.
Saying is, that was more love.
That was more love because it was unexpected kind of thing.
All right. Like, she found a dude that was half her age. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, look here. Like,
he's trying to quote a movie.
It turned into love because something happened that she hadn't experienced in a long time. Mm-hmm. And earlier we were talking about things, you are attracted to things that you don't have readily available to.
Yes.
So I think at the end of the day, there's different types of relationships. And for every life phase, there's a relationship for it.
So we were talking earlier, and excuse my relatives who are listening. Is sex important in a relationship? Everybody, is sex really that important? I mean, really, you know.
It
you
is.
Know, I'm saved and sanctified, so I don't do all that extra stuff everybody people do.
It is.
So call us up at 323-293-3375. Let us know, is that an important factor in a relationship, or should you wait? You know, sometimes they say you need to wait. You know, they say wait until you see people's faces in the studio.
The reason why they would say wait, because, you know, sex is an exchange of sacred energy no matter what. Mm-hmm. No matter what you're doing it, how you're doing it, if you just is less or whatever, you're still exchanging whatever energy that is. So you become that person. You start taking on that person's energy. You know what I mean? So now you're connected to that person. It's the reason why there's the flip-floppy between the psychism at the sex is involved. Uh-huh. Because it's like when you just with friends.
Right, because that's why you need to
wait. You can just lester all day, but it's always cool. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. Even if she's out talking to another dude, you don't really have that you don't boss up really because it's like, well, I ain't smashed anyway, so it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, but once you smash, though, it's like, hold on.
Wow.
For those older people listening who don't know what smash is, have relations. is what
I'm saying. Oh my God, you gotta define that for people?
Fornicating. Yeah, some people don't know fornicating. Fornicating for all the church folks.
Let's take it to the
living and seeing.
To the angel.
But go ahead, what do you think?
I wouldn't think of nothing, but I kind of think that he's 100% right, though. You know, I feel like when you have a connection on one level, then it maybe should probably stay on that level, because right. when you cross a line, you can't go back. You really can't pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah,
so it's like, damn.
I mean,
like,
you can through individuals.
You can't what?
You can pretend it doesn't happen through individuals because it
happens. Yeah, because you're a Gemini. See, people don't know Roger's a Gemini. We know how to pretend real quick. We just throw some shade on you real fast. Be like, I don't know you. Never met you before. What'd you think, Tim?
Wow.
Were you finished with that?
Go ahead,
Tim. What do you think?
I think whatever floats your boat. You know, like, I think that, like, for some people, sex is really important, and I think that for others, maybe not, but...
For Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Are you a Pisces?
I'm a Pisces.
You have an old, well...
but it's not... I mean, yes, sex is very important. And being, like, connected spiritually mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. that level, mm-hmm. and... Because it's an exploration, and
I also think, like, anyways, I think that everybody has different love languages. Also, I think that, like, if mm-hmm. like right. one of my love languages is definitely touch.
Yeah.
So, like, okay. if I'm not having that physical yes. connection, then I don't feel like alive yeah. all the way. So, I think that matters too.
Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let's go to the caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Phillip. This is Royce from Dallas.
Hey, Royce, how are you?
I'm good, brother. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday, brother.
Man, thank you so much, Royce. I really appreciate you. You know, it's funny. Royce and I started in radio. We were 15 years old. We were on a radio station in Dallas, KTON 89.3, the voice of the people. Thank you, Royce. How are you doing?
Man, I'm good. I'm just proud of you. I'm so happy for you, man.
Thank you so much. You know, you got to get me on a station down there in Dallas, man. I need to get syndicated.
Most definitely.
Well, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate you calling. Thank you for the support, all right?
Anytime, man.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. Well, I'll call you later.
All right
then. So back to love languages. Let me just say this about Royce. Royce actually put me back on radio. So I wouldn't be on radio if Royce didn't put me on his show. Every time I go home to Dallas, he puts me on his radio show. So shout out to Royce. Thank you so much.
Big ups, Royce.
Very cool.
Love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has different ways of how they, like, feel loved. And, you know, touch is one of those things for you. I think that more than likely sex is also.
Yeah, touch, sensuality is definitely a big issue for me as well, and mentally. You know, you have to be able to connect with somebody mentally, especially on an intellectual level. You know, because you don't ever want to feel too far advanced in conversation and in thought process and evolving in your own thinking and mm-hmm. self-evolvement. And that person is still kind of on this one plane. And
yeah.
you say something to them, they're like, huh?
Right.
They're like, come on, man. Like, you're not sharp. Like,
right. Like, well, you know, sometimes you can also help people. You know, they're probably yeah. not sharp because they don't know certain things. And I think sometimes we can't have this elitist attitude when we come to dating. I mean, when we do. But, yeah. you know, can you have that elitist attitude? You know,
so.
It happens. It yeah, happens all the time.
Well, it's not just about being educated. It's about mm-hmm. being able to carry on a conversation, have pillow talk for 3 hours in right. bed. Like, the deeper...
Three hours.
Sorry, my bad.
But then that's a whole nother love language. That's quality time.
It's quality time.
But hey, it's being able... Because you want to inspire each other, right? So inspiration comes from communication and talking about where you came from in life. And, you know, we're brought together if we have different lifestyles because... Mm. To teach each other one, you know, thing. So right. why not be able to learn from each other, right?
Exactly.
I think she's right. I also think that, like, with love languages, it's twofold, though, because it's how you receive and how you give.
Mm.
Right. And a lot of times it's not the same.
Two different ways.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like, you know, Sarah, quality time may be the way you receive love, but that may not be the way you give it. It could be gifts or it could be words of affirmation. It could be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think finding someone that provides that balance for you, that appreciates the way that you right. give love and also gives it in a way that you can appreciate. You know what I mean? So
right.
it's like that's in my opinion, that's why most relationships don't work because they don't communicate. Like in relationships, like a lot of people don't communicate. They get comfortable.
Right.
And then they don't even understand how they really give or receive love, so the other person can't do it. Because if you say something to somebody and they genuinely love you or they care about you, they'll probably do it. Like, because they want to make you happy. But they don't understand what it is. Like, you know what? You need to spend quality time with me. What exactly does that mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that we just like sitting in front of a TV, or does that mean it be going out? Like, what exactly does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a lot of times people can't define that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what's quality?
Well, right. The definition's like, different. Right. Like, the definition's different.
What's quality, though?
Yeah. Right. Like, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly. What exactly does that mean?
So you're not counting the other time.
Right.
You'll count this time, right? Because we're talking together.
Don't you know quality time? I mean,
I think
enjoying life, like in whatever aspect that is, you know what I mean?
But I think everyone is different, though. Like 15 minutes for somebody may be, that's all the quality I need because it's undivided. Somebody may need that 3 hours in the bed like you do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you said it. I don't know if you need it, but you may need that 3 hours of conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Well, call us up at 323-293-3375. We're going to switch the topic. We have a friend from Phillip Friends. What's up, Barry Brewer, up and coming comedian. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling in, man. You had me rolling. Listen, I was watching your YouTube videos today, and you had me rolling, brother.
Man, thank you, man. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show.
Well, thank you so much. We actually have to get you in the studio, but let the people know who are listening. We have a huge audience out there. Let us know when your comedy special is. You have a comedy show coming up.
Yeah, I'm taping my stand-up comedy special, man, on Saturday in Chicago, downtown on June 17th, man, so I'm very excited about that. You know, it's my first stand-up special. I've been doing it for a minute, you know, but I'm still up and coming. I appreciate that.
Man, we really appreciate it. Well, you're going to blow up, man. You're going to blow up before you know it. You're going to be huge, man, and we had you on Phillip Friends first.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much for having me on, man. So anybody out there listening in Chicago, man, we're going to have Molly Hughes doing a guest performance. And, man, it's going to be a great event, man. So I'm very excited about that, man. And you know, that's what I'm at.
Thank you so much for calling. Do you have any shows coming up here in L.A. anytime soon?
Man, I did just have a few shows, but when I come back, I will have a show. I'm at the Lab Factory. I'm going to have to get back on here next week with you and give you that date because it's slipping my mind right now. But all of my dates, man, you can follow me on. They can look at me up at BarryBrewer.com.
Say it one more time for us.
Comedian BarryBrewer.com. Barry with an A, Brewer.com.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And they can also find you on Facebook, too, Barry Brewer, right?
Yes, sir. Facebook and Instagram, Barry Brewer Jr., actually, on those two platforms and social media.
Man, we really appreciate it. Make sure you tell Chris and Carmen I said what's up, and we're going to play the audience a little bit of your YouTube tape via, you know, so they can hear you on your comment. But we really appreciate you, and thank you for calling in, brother, okay?
Thank you so much, man.
God bless you.
Appreciate it.
You too. Okay. God bless you. Here's Barry Brewer, up and coming comedian.
Oh! Yeah! We here, baby! I fly a lot, man. I'm flying a lot. You see a lot of things. I don't like flying coach. I hate that. Anybody else or somebody say, oh, you first class all the time, okay. Bougie, first class all the way. I don't like flying when I can't fly first class because when I walk past first class, they always make me feel like I'm poor. Anybody ever fly and walk past first class, they all seated and got their drink, their little wine, they look at you like you're a peasant. You ever see that? They're like, look at the peasant. And you feel like a peasant because you've been waiting in the jet bridge to get on the plane in the line. And you be like, excuse me, I'm just trying to get the coach. Don't want to bother nobody. No, I ain't trying to bother nobody. I'm just trying to get the coach. Trying to get to where I'm trying to get to, brother. I ain't trying to bother nobody. Excuse me, sir. How you doing? Your wine looks nice and lovely, yeah. It's the worst, man. One time I got stuck. You know, if you ever fly, you get sometimes stuck in line when you're getting on a plane and people putting their luggage in the overhead bins and you get stuck. So you're standing in first class. I'm standing in first class and a lady clenched her purse. Like, I'm going to take it. I'm getting on the same plane as you.
And that was up and coming comedian Barry Brewer, man. He's funny, right?
Yeah.
I like him. I like him. Yeah, I got to go to his show. That. We have a phone call. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Yes.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Hey, Anthony, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you so much. Oh, that's so nice of you.
I love you so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This is my she calls every week, when I love her because they're my support system. Mm-hmm. And she's a Gemini too. Hey, she's June.
So, hey, Gemini.
So you probably turned up. You turned up. I know you are. Thank you so much. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. I know my cousin's laughing at you. Thank you, Antoine. I love you. That's not funny. My cousin was calling. They text me talking about we are laughing. And that's not right. So, man, we got about 10 minutes. Call us up at 323-293-3375. We were talking about some good stuff. This is a great show. Yeah. It's a really great show, you guys. Yeah. It really is. So I had a question. Somebody texted me, and they asked me, would you date, it's a lady, would you date a guy who is recently released from prison?
Don't judge him.
Somebody, one of our Facebook friends asked us to ask that question to you guys. Would you date a guy who was recently released from prison?
I feel like that's going directly to the ladies, though.
Yeah, would you?
MJ? I mean, I wonder what does it matter?
Would you?
I mean,
would you guys date?
I think to each. I think what?
what did you say?
That wasn't a question for us.
Like, right though. Wait.
Roger was like, don't ask me that.
But why? But the question is for the ladies. Why does it matter? Yeah. What does that mean? It depends. Like,
it depends on the context. That's just like, so
you mean
general.
What they went to jail for?
Of course, you don't
say for they were in jail for molester or a pedophile.
What they went for, how long they've been? Because to be honest, and maybe this sounds judgmental, but somebody who's been somewhere for 10 years, like, just that's an emotional state that you have to be ready to deal with.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, hey, straight up.
But it depends still, though, because some people go in there and really rehabilitate themselves and come out, you know, with a better mental state more than most people out here. Because remember, we're not as high as we really think. There's a lot of idle time in jail, you know what I mean? Yeah, and there's a lot of education that could really happen.
And a lot of transformation.
Exactly, right. If they really are taking advantage of that time.
And you never know. And, you know, the state of the African-American, man, they'll put us in prison over selling chewing gum on us or kill us for a cigarette. So I think that topic is very touchy because, you know, people can change. They can transform. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're out there raping people, I mean, come on, that's just...
That's not attractive, that's not, period, point blank. Like, get out
at
of
all,
here.
Though. Yeah. Like,
at all.
Like, it's like, you can't even smooth talk.
Go to your own world. Like,
right, exactly. They can't even...
Yeah, cool. You just taking it. Yeah. Like,
I think
you
gotta give people a chance, you know?
You do.
Like, I mean, yeah, I don't know about if it's that something, like, bad, then whatever. But, like, I think it's okay to, like, talk to somebody and learn more about them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with going on a date. Right? It's nothing wrong with just, you know.
Well, I think it still depends on what it is, though. Because it may be a problem.
Well, it may be, but then then I just said transformation, too. People always change. So you never know. I mean, you know, I just try not to judge. Judge not, lest ye be the judge.
Well, it's kind of deep.
Well, the same measure.
The psychology is a little deep when it's got some type of molestation involved.
Right, but that's my point, though. Like, if you are a parent, and someone went to jail for molesting a child?
Yeah.
Like,
the psychology is
it's deep a deal breaker.
Of course.
That's just out.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We know that.
Or you see Thin Line when she was like on the couch and she was like, I was married before. Like, and I killed him. Wait, what? Excuse me right now? Like, I feel like there are things and there's no, I'm sorry, like there's nothing to talk about.
So the women say, you said no, Sarah.
No, I said it depends on the context. I think everything in life depends on the context, and it is about getting to know someone and allowing that to happen and not just make judgment real quick, again, with some exceptions. But, the transformation piece that you mentioned is pretty powerful, too, because I believe that we all go through different things in life that bring us to where we're at, right? Yeah. And sometimes it's about going through what you need to go through to get where you're at to figure out, like, what that end all be all is, especially in relationships. Like, so I'm married and divorced, and to be honest, I would say I'm kind of glad I did that because now I feel like I know where I need to be and what I want. You know what I mean?
That's good. So final thoughts. We can go ahead and wrap this up, you guys. So we'll start back with you, Sarah. So what are your final thoughts for the audience in relationships and how they need to operate, what are the deal breakers, or just your final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I actually have questions, but
well, you got questions. Go ahead.
I mean, I'm curious to know from the man's perspective, if I can ask this, how men feel about women who are career driven and also have their time that they can't give fully to the man because their career, their moms, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just curious from a man's perspective.
Alpha females, I love them. I love a woman that can go out, you know what I mean? Because if you think about it, most of the time, most of the women that are talking about, oh, I need a man to do this and do this and do that and do that, it's because they're not doing it.
Right.
And they're looking to be taken care of. You know, and the alpha female needs to be taken care of as well. But she's also has a foundation that you can add to mm-hmm. or help her with. You know what I'm saying? Because you always want whoever's the breadwinner. You know what I mean? Like the support system should go just as good. You know what I mean? If you're not there, like I don't think it should be an intimidation factor because of that. That just means step your shit up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what it is. Get on her level.
Get on.
I mean, but also, you know, I think support is different. You know, like if you have a woman that's a breadwinner, you know, then the man kind of takes the domestic duties or whatever. Like if you have a one income household mm-hmm. or whatever, like I think that you, it's a check.
Yeah, I wouldn't
balance.
Recommend a one income house. Yeah,
I don't either.
Yeah.
What I'm saying
unless
is
it's like his income.
What I'm saying is
yeah, AJ's rich.
Unless it's AJ's
by the way,
income.
By the way, y'all, AJ's rich.
By the way,
figure out how what the money.
Hey, and where we go tonight? Just know that we're gonna turn up because we got AJ with us.
Just know he's taking care of me this whole week. We've had a great time.
We're buying out a bar. By the way,
no, like I think that. You know, I think there's, I'm not going to say a trap, but I think that to his point, you know, women want someone that will take care of them because they're not doing it. But I think that that woman can provide some kind of support. Like if you have kids, like what are they doing? Like if they're taking care of home so you can go out and do what you are doing, then that's a good match. Huh. But I feel like don't be lazy in a relationship. Like you should always work.
Right.
In whatever situation that is, it should always be work.
Okay.
Always.
That's true.
Well,
we're going to go to the phone lines.
Okay.
Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Ashley, thank you so much for calling in. What's your perspective on relationships?
In which area?
Well, we've been talking everything we've been talking about, she's been listening today. So tell us, what are your deal? Well, you're married, so it comes from a different perspective.
Well, so many of these things are learning lessons, right? And so as I am, you know, constantly growing within myself in a relationship in my marriage, I think that my perspective has changed. You know, prior to me being married, you know, I would have thought that the compromise would have been less than it was. Mm-hmm. And when I look at it from the perspective that I'm in now, it's a merger and acquisition just like any major corporation. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to build on the principles and the foundations of those principles. And then what does that look like ultimately in the end? You're going to take the good, you know, and utilize that as a foundation for your relationship and then start to weed out all the rest of the things that don't work.
Yeah.
But ultimately, specifically in the topic where the young lady just asked about, you know, the working woman mm-hmm. and how do men look at that?
And that's a good point.
And I took on a major new change in my life with my career and, you know, two small children, there has to be balance.
And you're a baller
and so
too.
That's
my cousin, you guys, that's where.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's so many things that come along with that, and I think that ultimately, in the end, yes, you want an alpha female because a male, you know, appreciates the dominance. Uh-huh. But then when it becomes a situation where the balance starts to kind of tip the scale, and you know, dinner's not ready, or you're not home when you say you were home, or you got a business meeting, or you're traveled out of town, it becomes a situation where things have to shift.
Right.
And you know, some men cannot take ownership of what that looks like from a male perspective. That you kind of have to play that quote unquote mom role, but being a dad also is having that balance to be able to take on what the mom can't if she's working. So ultimately, the love language, the foundation, building on principles, those are things that are learned along the way. This is a journey. In no way, in shape, or form can you ever find yourself in a relationship that things don't always have to be ever changing.
Right.
But you have to want to be in love in order to make it work. Well, that part of it.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much for that. You just ended the show up for us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, okay? Hello? Okay. So we ended up with Ash, thank you so much for calling in. We really appreciate
it's
that.
Who, It's on Tiff.
Tiff.
It's on me.
Your final thoughts, huh? She doesn't have anything.
She's contemplating her whole life right now. No, I'm fine.
Okay, but go ahead. Go ahead.
I think you just gotta really listen to what is the question?
Your final thoughts.
Oh my final thoughts.
I know.
About relationships?
About everything. About Donald Trump, whatever you want.
Oh my goodness. I think do what makes you feel good. I think always take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Take care of yourself. What about you, Roger?
Wait a minute. Hey, let's go back real quick.
We got 30 seconds, but go ahead if we can.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's short.
My final thoughts. You know, my final thoughts is just, you know, like she was saying, you know, do what make you feel happy. At the end of the day, we're all individuals. You know, we have our own growth system, our own support, the things that we want to do with our life. You know what I'm saying? We kind of restrict ourselves with other people's stipulations, and that's what's causing a lot of unhappiness that's going on now.
Right.
And through social media, music, and all these other influences.
Well, thank you guys so much, Sarah, Tiff, AJ, Roger, thank you guys so much for coming to Feeling Friends. This is Feeling Friends, sponsored by The Plug Report. We're here every Sunday between the hours of 6 p.m., 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I look forward to hanging out with you guys next week. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.